A few weeks ago, I shared that on this occasion, the 40th day after the birth of a son, there were three things that took place, three events that made up this ritual. The first was the purification of the mother because of the loss of blood in the act of giving birth. So Our Lady would not have had to have been purified since it was a virginal birth, but she did it to fulfill all righteousness. The child was presented in the temple, which we hear about, and a sacrifice was made. And Mary and Joseph made the sacrifice of the poor, a pair of turtle doves. A wealthy family would have given a lamb also. And thirdly, was the ransom of the child. That a child was born in sin, and so an offering, a monetary offering, was made to a priest to redeem the child. That is the only aspect we do not hear about, because our Lord Jesus Christ did not need to be ransomed. He is our ransom. He didn't need to be redeemed. He is redemption. And this is the day, in a particular way, that we ought to rejoice in the redemption that He's won for us. And as I was praying in preparation for this Mass, I thought, I think so often we don't rejoice in the fact that we need to be redeemed. It actually kind of frustrates us. We get sad by it. You know, we're disheartened. When we commit some fault, what is our response? Do we say, oh, thanks be to God, I get to be more redeemed than I was before I committed this fault? I think normally it's the exact opposite. And just this morning I was reading a book by Saint Alphonsus Liguori, and he said this: when we commit some fault, we must practice gentleness toward ourselves. Now, raise your hand if you're gentle with yourself when you fall. We must practice gentleness with ourselves. To be angry at ourselves is a worse fault than the fault we just committed and leads to many more falls. St. Aloysius Gonzaga said this: we cannot see in troubled waters, and the devil loves to fish in them. Now, when we fall, if we allow that fall to steal our peace, the waters are troubled. So what Aloysius Gonzaga is saying is we shouldn't lose our peace when we fall. And why shouldn't we lose our peace? Because we have a Redeemer. St. Teresa of Avila said this: humility that disturbs does not come from God, but from the evil one. If we are truly humble, we will know that we are weak. And if we know that we are weak, we know that we need a Redeemer. And so when we fall, we don't get dejected or sad or angry or frustrated. We rejoice that our Lord Jesus Christ can enter more fully into us and redeem us more than He ever has until this point. May we rejoice today that our redemption has come.